And now your host, Michael Knight.
-38 degrees outside on a Friday afternoon. Sun is shining. It's turned into what we're going to have to call a beautiful day. I'm sorry, I can't find another word that fits. Yeah, a beautiful day with 38 degrees. And it's Friday night date night. I'm kicking open the gate to the weekend. Let the weekend begin at this moment, 12:15 in the afternoon. And I ask you, as you join me for the agenda for another day, to consider this. I cannot lip sync. No, rather, that's wrong. I won't lip sync. It's a thing. It's a thing with my entire family. We are, each of us, deathly afraid of looking foolish, or similarly in fear of thinking that we are cool and collected and correctly emoting just the right amount of emote, while all the while looking like Billy Idol during his snarling period. And that's a fear that we cannot live with. So the only solution is no lip syncing. Also, no air guitar, no pantomime, no square dancing, no gymnastics on television, no ballet, no karaoke, no impromptu public speaking, no dancing with the stars. And I want no opportunity in all of nature to think, even for an instant, you know, I am just going to stick this imitation of Katy Perry. But instead of a wonderful Katy Perry moment of celebration, I lumber into an unintended self-destructive phase that anyone, even from a distance, can see as a ghastly last hurrah. See, I said I wasn't going to do it, and I did it anyway, and I pay with my self-respect. Of course, later, in retrospect, I see it was not so different from Custer's last stand. You remember Custer, or Georgie, as he was affectionately called. He thought he was about to have a great day. He was going to do a little killing here, he was going to do some killing there, and then spend the evening with his army pals talking about his vanquished foe. Well, I know it matters not from this historical distance, but the Lakota tribes that took him down that day were heard to remark, you know, this guy reminds me of Billy Idol during his snarling period. So, with these easy-to-understand rules of engagement, let's meet our very special guest. She's Terry Sloan, the president of the Mission Creek Players, and their attempts to sync their lips for fun and for funds, all necessary to operate a theater in our town, which is really the point. Lip-syncing is secondary to the fact we must keep the arts on the boards, as they say. Terry Sloan, welcome to KPQ. How are you this afternoon?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
I'm turning down your microphone, Nolan, because you speak like you're trying to hit the back wall, and that's the way I like it.
Oh, okay.
No, all really. Right. Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Speak right up and be counted.
All right.
Now, you say you're the acting president, but also the volunteer. So that's a bit of reality right there.
It takes quite a lot of work to put a production on at the Wenatchee Convention Center in the ballroom, February 23rd. Doors open at 6 o'clock, and we'd like to encourage everyone to get their act together. It's your opportunity to be on stage. You don't have to audition. You just come sign up.
Bring your music.
And bring your music on a flash drive.
Okay.
That would be very helpful. Todd Keniston is doing the music.
If you don't bring your music, what can you sing to?
Right. Well, we can help you there.
Oh, you can provide.
Todd's got a library. We could probably help you there.
Any Tiny Tim in there?
Oh, yes. Oh, We've had
sure
Tiny Tim before. You might remember the 80s and 90s when the original Lip Sync Committee was raising funds for the community. We raised almost $45,000 for various organizations.
Not your own? For other people?
For other people.
Oh.
All for other people.
Excellent.
Uh-huh. And this time it's for Mission Creek Players.
Well, how much money does it take to sustain a season, if you may forgive my curiosity?
It takes between $10,000 and $12,000 a year to run the organization, and that's mostly because in the fall, we, for the last 3 years, have performed at the Performing Arts Center because we do not have our own venue. And that is a fairly expensive place to perform.
Sure.
So, but
it's ideal.
But ideal and beautiful. And a great staff there, very supportive of us. So we're hoping to be able to do another production there this fall.
But to keep the lights on and the doors open, it takes some money.
That's right.
And, of course, that's the first step in all show business endeavors, isn't it? We're going to need a producer.
I know. That raising fun stuff, being on stage is the real fun part.
That's the payoff.
Right. So doors open at 6, as I said. $15 at the door, but $12 in advance at the Performing Arts Center if you wish to go there to buy your tickets in advance.
So if I were going to lip sync, which I made pretty clear in the introduction, I'm not.
I think you should. I'm here to talk you into it.
I'd be happy to sit in the audience and watch other people destroy their self-respect. But at the same time, what is it? how do people advance? Should they rehearse? Do they call ahead of time? Do they pay $15 even if they're going to sing?
I have a sign-up form that I can send you in advance at WenatcheeLipSyncLive@gmail.com, or you can sign up that night.
And there's really nothing to know. Just come with your song ready to go on the flash drive.
Prepared to move your lips and your body and bring your costumes, bring your props. We'll put you in the green room. So practicing ahead of time will help you win a prize.
Absolutely, and you want that.
And these are great prizes, a Victoria Clipper Ship cruise, weekend Shiloh Inn vacation on a beach, and a weekend at the Benson Hotel in Portland, Oregon.
That's a nice hotel.
And those were all collected for us by Dave and Linda Harold, which we're very grateful.
We know the Harolds.
Yeah.
He's our morning competition across town.
They are both also on the original Lip Sync Committee. So.
Thanks, Dave. We're listening to you.
Right, right. And so come prepared. And I will say, just as a hint, group acts and humor are big hits.
Because after a couple straight people, you know, doing their ACDC.
Right, if you stand up there by yourself, it's possible, but it's a little less entertaining than having a group of people and putting humor in your act.
Also, I recommend rehearsing because the first idea of lip syncing to anybody, pick somebody, the Rolling Stones, doesn't matter who it is. And after you realize you have to sustain this character for 4 minutes and you don't feel that you're prepared to do that, you've got a problem.
Well, and we do have 5 judges who will be judging you in different areas. And if you can actually look like you're singing the words, that's a good thing.
That's a very good first step.
Right.
Remember, it's not just lip, it's lip syncing. Please sync your lips.
Exactly.
To the actual lyrics.
Exactly.
Well, how did you come up with this idea? I mean, a lot of people do lip syncing, but to actually raise money as a result of lip syncing is a little bit adventurous.
Well, as I said, in the 80s and 90s, we did it for the Women's Resource Center, for finishing the Loop Trail, for Children's Home Society, for various organizations. So it kind of made sense to bring them back together and raise money for Mission Creek Players. Mission Creek Players' former fundraiser was the Haunted Theater, which was a huge success, made a lot of money.
Tell me about that. I like haunted things.
Haunted Theater, directed by Cynthia Brown, was a fabulous success and brought us in a lot of money, but we cannot find a venue to do it. Our last opportunity was at the Armory, and even though there are many empty buildings available, we need the space for maybe 2 to 3 months to really put it together. And building owners seem rather reticent to...
To go that far.
Go that far.
Am I right in thinking that the Haunted Theater is like a Halloween adventure?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, you pay tickets to go through. The lines are always long.
People screaming ahead of you and screaming behind you.
They were able to... Cynthia was able to do a fundraiser for the museum this year in the museum basement. So... Last October, that's where Haunted Theater took place.
Oh, I would love to have seen that. Now, that I will go to.
Yes.
And I'll be screaming with the rest of them.
Yes.
Don't just jump out at me like that. I'm trying to maintain my composure.
Well, she's a pro at it. Yeah. So it's successful.
How did the Mission Creek Players ever get started? Somebody had a vision.
Oh, Mission Creek Players started some 40 years ago.
Gracious. Good for you.
The founding members... I've only been involved around 30 years. The founding members, we're down to one founding member, Kathy Smithson.
So the first 40 years are the hardest, you're saying?
We've had our ups and downs. So we've performed in many places. If you remember the old Barney's, where Fred Meyer is now, we performed there. We performed in the museum. Because we don't have our own venue, we've performed in lots of different places.
What sort of shows do you have in preparation, waiting for next season?
We have several irons possibilities for fall, but I'm not willing to say what yet.
Not ready to commit to a schedule?
No.
Well, how many shows can you do in a year? Is that varying as well?
We've been doing one a year, and that's strictly because we don't have a venue.
Right.
Yeah.
And is that enough to stay alive, to keep the company together?
It's keeping us going. It's keeping us going. Well, those of us who've stayed have a passion, or we're idiots, one or the other.
Well, careful now. Don't surrender immediately to idiocy. There's a chance you might just be inspired. A lot of times the inspired among us look like idiots until we realize they were right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Well, when was your first time on the stage? Do you recall?
Oh, my goodness. My first time on the stage was Victorian Village. We were performing above what is now the Mexican restaurant at Victorian Village.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a comedy. Yeah.
Or supposed to be?
Yeah. And I tried to make it funny.
And you were how old?
Oh, my goodness. How old was I? It was in my 30s. I just had twins.
You mean you didn't go through drama school in high school? And through...
No.
Wow.
No, community theater has really done a lot for me personally. Helps you grow as a person, I think. And they've taught me a lot. Yeah.
Well, someone listening saying, you know, I used to do theater. I don't know if I'm still have all my moves, but I bet I could probably do a pretty good job in a supporting role.
Absolutely.
What should they do?
Well, this community is full of theater opportunities. Full of it. Radar Station right now is doing an open mic on Thursday nights.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ron, you didn't tell me about that.
Right. Open night on Thursday nights. You get signed up and you could do prose or poetry.
Any sort of quick performance. What did they give you, 5 minutes?
I'm not sure of the time limit.
I'm sure there's a time limit. Mm-hmm. Somebody else will do the Battle Hymn of the Republic in 12 languages.
But they sing, they play music, and do spoken word. So
I like that.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm really hurt, Ron, that you didn't call and tell me about that, I must say.
And he needs to give me a plug because I'm plugging him here. So
that's great. Well, when you think about this lip-syncing, by the way, tell us the who, what, when, where about the lip-syncing again for someone who just tuned in.
Saturday, February 23rd, Wenatchee Convention Center. Doors open at 6 p.m. 21 and over for alcohol consumption, but you can be 18 to perform. And...
So no one under 18 will perform?
No one under 18.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Some people can bring their kids to watch them perform, but of course they can't.
Partake.
Yeah.
So the age thing is only because you're serving alcohol.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Food too?
No food. Okay. So eat before you arrive.
Please eat and be on time. Five minutes. Well, what about the last year? Do you recall the last time you used the lip syncing contest? What sticks in your mind about the performances?
Well, last year was a great success, and as was one of our goals, is we're trying to bring in a younger generation to kind of take over, to keep this going. Those of us who've been doing it have been doing it a long time, and it's time to get other people involved here.
Fresh blood.
So, right, right. And we had some great young people on stage. It was great.
Well, there's a lot of... theater opportunities for a city of this size?
Absolutely.
The number of theatrical opportunities is really quite, and of course not just in Wenatchee, but throughout the valley.
And finding a date to perform or hold an event that doesn't conflict with other events is getting really challenging. So
every Saturday, about 30 organizations are saying, come on down and meet me at Pybus.
Every weekend there's something going on, so yeah.
And the number of performers last time, how many people signed up to actually take the stage?
We had 20 acts last time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating because I was talking about it with some radio types today, and no one was willing to take this shot.
I know.
I think it was just self-preservation. They said, God, no, there's no time. No time to rehearse. I need a month.
Oh, they know the words to a song. They could get up there and do it.
My advice is pick a short song. Because whatever you choose is going to go on. Now, if you pick one that's 4.5 minutes, you're going to be up there for what will seem like an eternity.
2 to 3 minutes is perfect.
Or fade one.
Right, right. 2 to 3 minutes is perfect.
Do you recommend them bringing makeup, costumes?
Absolutely.
And props?
Absolutely.
What was the most extensive performance?
Oh, my goodness sake. One performance that comes to mind that was in the early years was the song Dale. And we had 3 dancing bananas.
You mean the Harry Belafonte? Dale!
Yes, we had 3 dancing bananas with a backdrop of Carmen Miranda with fruit on her head. It was beautiful.
Hey, like, come on, we want to go home. What's the name of that song? Jamaica Farewell?
I don't know the correct name.
No, it's not wrong.
Yeah.
Dale.
Yeah.
What's the name of that song? By Harry Belafonte. Anyway, everybody knows that song.
Yes.
And so... Carmen Miranda had the food on her head, and there was a floor show from the Macombo days.
Absolutely. We had Wolf Creek Pass, where there were dancing chickens.
Really?
In the back of the pickup, in the back of the truck.
How many?
Three.
Wow, that's an extensive production.
Yes, yes.
And of course, that all counts to you could become a winner, and the winners get what once again?
First prize is a Victoria Clipper Ship cruise, weekend cruise.
Victoria?
Yes.
Okay.
Second prize is Shiloh End Beach Weekend.
Out at the coast.
And third is a weekend stay at the Benson Hotel at Portland, Oregon.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Terry Sloan. She's the volunteer, but also the president, acting president, I guess, of the Mission Creek Players. They're putting together a fundraising event. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, especially if you like to sink your lips. And that would be coming up. We'll tell you more about it when we return, right after these words on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda. The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
12:36 in the afternoon on a Friday. Did I mention that I kicked the gate open and the weekend has begun? If I didn't, I failed to alert you to that fact. Yeah, the gate's open. You can get out. The weekend has started, and you may frolic and be as frivolous as you like for the rest of the day, because, quite frankly, it's almost Saturday, and that gives me artistic license to say the weekend has begun. Friday night date night is amongst us. My very special guest here in our studios with a palatial view of the berm is Terry Sloan from the Mission Creek Players. She's the acting president. Everybody there's a volunteer, but somebody's got to be in charge. It sounds like Terry's the one to be entrusted with that responsibility. What does the president do? Do you call meetings?
Meetings. Set agendas. Send out reminders.
President does everything then, right?
Well, I don't take the minutes.
You guys have...
We have a secretary. We have a treasurer.
Yeah. So your minutes, can we follow your minutes online like we can with the city council?
Oh, that's an idea, but not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Can we buy tickets to upcoming productions online when the time is right?
Absolutely. We use the Performing Arts Center as a ticket outlet.
Oh, I got you.
And tickets are on sale right now for the upcoming Lip Sync Live 2, our annual fundraiser for Mission Creek Players. $12 in advance, $15 at the door.
And it's good fun, especially if you need a laugh or enjoy laughing more than anything else.
It is one of the most fun events I have ever attended, because you laugh. And the current climate right now is kind of depressing. It's cold out.
It's not laughable.
No, it's not laughable, but boy, I tell you, you watch those people on stage and you laugh.
Has anyone ever come to the fundraising lip sync event and say, you know what, I'd like to know more about the Mission Creek Players. Do you have room for an alto that sings in the back row?
That's always the hope. We are always looking for people to join our group and be involved, because as with most committees, you know, a few people gather together and do all the work.
Sure.
And so it's nice to have more than just a few to help share the load. Although Mission Creek Players is not known for musicals.
That's all right.
That's music theater's thing, but we do pretty much straight drama or comedies.
Yeah. And the last big show you did, was it straight or was it comedic?
It was a sweet Irish story called Dancing at Lunasa, and it actually did have music because Henry Hedick directed and added music to the show.
And that was a play by an Irish playwright? Was it?
I should know the playwright. I'm sorry, I don't know the playwright.
Okay, I didn't mean to paint you into a corner.
Yeah.
But you loved the show.
It was a beautiful, beautiful show. Yes.
Now, when it's time to make a decision about the show for the next season, maybe it's a little advanced to make it now because you haven't raised the money you need to even produce it. But is that the way you look into the future? Have you got something that you're considering?
It's not too soon. Any director who says, I'm enthusiastic about this play, I would love to direct this play, they can come to us and we'll find a way to help get it on stage.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You've had people just come and say, I want to put the show together. This one speaks to me. Can you help me? Can you help me get this one on the board?
Absolutely. I did this with 3 years ago with August Osage County, and we had never performed on the Performing Arts Center stage before. Well, many years ago we did Mr. Roberts, but it had been a while. And my husband built the set, a 3-story farmhouse.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's not easy to do.
He had help, but he designed the set and did the lion's share of work. And we built it at a warehouse donated to us by Stamil. It's now gone. It's that warehouse that burned.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but they allowed us to use the space to build our set, to rehearse on, and then we had to take it apart and move it to the Performing Arts Center and put it back together, and then, of course, strike when the play was over.
So. Well, you raise an interesting point. For every person on stage thinking the light is right there where it needs to be, like on them.
Right.
There's all the crew that puts together the stage, that runs the lights, that runs the sound, that runs the costumes, that hands you the right prop. All that people backstage going, no, not now, not now. Okay, now.
Yes, and so if you're interested in helping a theater group but don't really want to be out in front, we've got lots of things for you to do. But the Performing Arts Center has a great staff.
Oh, do you use their staff?
We do when we perform there, yes.
Excellent.
But we also have backstage people and people who volunteer, so, yeah. Yeah,
I don't. If you've never lip synced, especially to help someone else raise money, this is something you should consider. But first, give your song some thought, so that the people, when you take the stage to sing Jailhouse Rock or whatever it is, that your audience loves you. They're waiting. They're willing to meet you at least halfway, and then depending on how great you are, they will love you. Isn't that true?
It's true. And parodies are a big hit. So if you do a Weird Al Yankovic or. My daughter was talking about doing the parody on Activewear. Do you know that song?
Yes.
I wear my Activewear to go grocery shopping.
I just saw that today on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah. And so, fun humor is a big winner.
There you go. Yeah. We can't get too serious here. I used AC/DC as an example. That would be a bad example. It'd be kind of fun, you know, for the swinging arm and the big guitar thing, but then what you're really doing is air guitar there, so.
Right. I mean, for example, a friend and I dressed as an old couple, and cross-gender things are very fun, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, women dressing as men or men dressing as women, or however you identify yourself. And so a very, very old couple saying, "Will you still love me tomorrow?"
Oh, there you go.
So that was a great one. And I forgot to mention that besides first, second, and third prize, there's a "I Can't Believe You Really Did It." And that act wins a ham.
I like that.
Right. So if you do something really outrageous that the judges just can't believe you got up on stage and did that, you win a ham. So.
And for those of you who are not a ham and can't figure out what the ham reference is, well, you have a little theater to study.
Right.
You know a ham in your life. Everybody does.
Right.
Our guest is Terry Sloan. We'll be back to talk about the lip-syncing contest coming up. What date?
February 23rd, Saturday, a week from tomorrow. 6:00, Wenatchee Convention Center Ballroom.
Right after these words.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com. The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
12:48, 36 degrees in town. Am I right about that? 36? 38 degrees in Wenatchee. There you go. I stand corrected. I'm Michael Knight. My very special guest is Terry Sloan. She's with the Mission Creek Players. She is, in fact, the president. Everybody's a volunteer, but somebody's got to be president. And that's Terry, who for years was Mrs. Sloan. Is that what they call you in class?
They did. They did.
And she was a beloved teacher here for many years, and you taught where?
I taught at Cascade Elementary, and then I moved to the junior high, and then I ended my career at Rock Island Elementary.
So you've turned young minds to the right thoughts and opened up the world for them and sent them on their way.
It was my goal. I run into students who are gainfully employed, and I always thank them for paying their taxes.
Such inspiration is rare enough, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, there's a lip-syncing event coming up on February 23rd. It's to raise money that's desperately needed for a group of volunteers and people who love theater to do their next big show this year. The Mission Creek Players has been around since Hector was a pup. And I'm not certain what that means, but you've been around since Hector was a pup.
1979, I believe they started.
The great year of 1979.
Right. And I joined later in 84, something like that.
So. And did you teach drama at school ever?
No. Well, yes. I had my kids perform all the time.
Oh, great. Oh, that's good. Get them up to act out.
My students, I should say. Yes.
My guys.
Yes.
Well, I think we know what you mean.
Right. Yes, Lip Sync Live 2, our second annual fundraiser for Mission Creek Players, put together by Mission Creek Players and the original Lip Sync Committee from the 80s and 90s at the Wenatchee Convention Center Ballroom. 6 p.m. doors open. If you want to get your act together, come with a sign-up form that I can send you if you will email me at WenatcheeLipSyncLive@gmail.com, and I can send you a sign-up form.
Give that address one more time.
WenatcheeLipSyncLive@gmail.com, and you can sign up that night. Bring your music on a flash drive.
Don't forget, bring your music on a flash drive. Don't bring a CD or a 45 RPM record.
Or a cassette.
No.
And costumes and props, and we'll show you to the green room, and we will help you do everything to make your act a success.
Bring as many costumes or as elaborate a costume as you dare, and as many props as you need to carry.
Absolutely, and if you want to be in more than one act, we'll give you time to change, because we set the lineup that night. We don't know what the lineup will be until that night.
So I can bring two songs?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay. Absolutely.
Well, and you advise them to think about novelty tunes or,
yes,
or something that might be humorous.
Humor and group acts are a big hit.
Because it's kind of fun for the first verse of Eve of Destruction, but by the time you get to the end, they've really just about had it on that one.
Right.
The Eve of Destruction, that's the one you had a lip sync to?
Right.
Well, it spoke to me. I don't know.
Or the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. You know, you don't want
to. Yeah, no, that's not a, I mean, that's a fine song.
Yes.
If it's your favorite song, I understand, but that's not the one to lip sync to. It'd be more like Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini would
right.
be a good one.
Weird Al Yankovic.
There you go.
Something like that.
Something
or a
with
parody.
With an edge of humor, because you want to be memorable and you want to win because the prizes are fabulous.
Fabulous prizes. A Victoria Clippership cruise, weekend cruise, weekend beach vacation with Shiloh Inn. Or a weekend at the Benson Hotel in Portland, Oregon. And I have to thank our sponsors.
Let's do that.
Our sponsors are Journey Travel, Smithson Insurance Services, the Wenatchee Convention Center, Sunny FM, and Cherry Creek Radio.
Sure.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, mention them all again so we can keep them in our minds, keep them close to our hearts.
Journey Travel, Wenatchee Convention Center, Smithson Insurance Services, Keniston Music.
Oh, good.
Todd Keniston Music. And Sunny FM and Cherry Creek Radio. Thank you.
Pretty good. The 23rd. And, you know, I know that you don't like to rehearse in your room by yourself, but this is absolutely what you must do. You have,
absolutely.
If you're running,
in front of the mirror.
If you're running it through 20 times and it's still not clicking, then you got to pick another song. That's nature telling you you've made a great first step and you found out what not to do.
And there are five judges who will be watching your lips to make sure they are
synced.
They are synced with the words, yes.
I know it's funnier when it's not synced, but the idea is to be professional and win.
Correct.
Terry Sloan, thanks a lot for being here. Have a great success in raising the money you need for another production.
Thank you, and I've never been called special so many times, so thank you for having me.
Special you are, and that's my last word on the matter.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Instant prompt service every time. Here's your News Radio 560 KPQ business and financial news. For more details, head to our website, kpq.com.
The trading day is just about over. The trading week is just about over as well. Let's get the final numbers from Wall Street. We'll go to Rick Vile at Stifel & Company across town. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good. Well, U.S. equities are trading sharply higher going into the three-day weekend. The Dow right now up 406 points, 25,846. S&P 500 higher by 26 points at 2,772. NASDAQ up 31 points, 7,458. 10-year Treasury note yield, 2.67%. In commodities, oil is up $1.34 at $55.75 a barrel. Gold up $8, $1,318 per ounce. Silver is up 22 cents, $15.72 per ounce. Stocks of local interest, Amazon down $16, $1,606 a share. Boeing up $8, $417.82. Apple off 78 cents at $170. Costco up $2.67 at $216.51. Microsoft adding $1.08 at $108 a share. Starbucks down 36 cents at $70.47. Verizon up 98 cents at $55 even. Banner Bank up $1.80 at $60.65. Weyerhaeuser up 15 cents, currently at $25.57 a share. So in review, have about 5 minutes left to go for today's trade. The Dow up currently 409, S&P 500 up 26, NASDAQ Composite higher by 33. With the market numbers just before the closing bell, this is Rick Vile reporting from Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member NYSE and SIPC.
Hi, who are you?
I'm the HVAC guy. So your heat is out, right?
Yeah, I can't reset the breaker. Our heater and thermostat is on.
Oh, you need an electrician. Could call my buddy Kevin. Let me see here. He don't really leave the house much. He hasn't getting a lot of work. He doesn't have a car. You guys can maybe work out a ride.
Or, right.
Or broke up with him. Real nice guy, real nice.
Get the right guy for the job. Call Jacobs Heating, Cooling, Refrigeration at 293-1441. That's 293-1441. Jacobs, honest and prompt service every time.
This is The Agenda, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion.
Hello, I'm Molly here with Matt, live from $12 Tuesday at Papa Murphy's Pizza.
Break it down for us, Malls.
It's a classic Tuesday pizza play. Order online. Head to Papa Murphy's. Flawlessly pass $12 to the guy behind the counter. And bingo! He hands off a pizza. Deliciousness prevails!
Boom shaka pizza laka.
Every Tuesday, bake it up a notch with any large made-from-scratch pizza for $12. Papa Murphy's Pizza. We make it, you bake it.
Hey, if you're wearing hockey skates, carrying a taped-up stick, and have a few friends looking for some exercise, then being on ice can be a whole lot of fun. But when Mother Nature pulls a game-changer and puts your car on ice, that's not much fun at all. So the next time your car gets checked into the boards, or you just need a good tune-up, limp into Earhart's Collision and Automotive Service, and let us get you back in the game. And check out our online specials at EarhartsCollisionAndAutomotiveService.com.
1256 at News Radio 560 KPQ, almost 1257. Join Mark Petrick's Hypnosis and Lose Weight and Stop Smoking Seminars for only $49.99 guaranteed. Coming up Saturday, March 2nd at the Red Lion Hotel in Wenatchee. Weight loss starts at 11 a.m. Can't tell you when it stops. You just lose weight and lose weight and lose weight. And then you stop smoking at 2 p.m. And on Monday, March 4th at the Wingate by Wyndham Hill in Moses Lake, the same events. Weight loss starts at 5:30 in the afternoon. Stop smoking at 8 p.m. You can find out more information because when you think about it, there's always more information when you think about that. Well, give it some thought. MarkPatrickSeminars.com.
If a new floor is part of your plan for the new year, come meet the designers at Inside Design Carpet One. Marianne, Karen, Heather, and Sarah are here to help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle and your budget. You'll find specials throughout our showroom, including window fashions and cabinet design. And if funds are a little short after playing Santa, you can finance your new floor at Inside Design Carpet One with no interest for 12 months. It's out with the old and in with the new at Inside Design Carpet One.
More complete coverage, more breaking stories here. News Radio 560, KPQ Wenatchee.
Friday afternoon, the sun's out, Michael Knight sitting here in his comfortable chair in the Palatial Studios at KPQ, where it's 12:58. We'll have ABC News coming up at the top of the hour. What are we doing Monday? It's going to be George Washington's birthday. I don't know how old he is. He's a little creaky getting out of the chair, if you'll notice, but George is still with us. It's his birthday. You get him something nice. He lost his gloves in the snow, you know, downtown. Get him a pair of gloves for the snow. And on Monday, in this very spot, Wenatchee Valley College's Visiting Authors Series is coming to the campus. They'll be there on March 6th, but we're going to talk about it on Monday. And you'll have an opportunity to meet the writers. Ed Harkness and Suzanne Mattson will be my guests. Peter Donahue is also on the bill. Those three authors will join you at the Grove on Wenatchee Valley College's campus, March 6th. Ed Harkness, Peter Donahue, Suzanne Mattson. You want to talk to some real writers who make a living at writing? They're the ones, and they'll be with us then. Then on Tuesday, State Senator Brad Hawkins will come by. They're thinking about, I think he's a bill passed. It's really quite remarkable because a lot of bills have not passed in Olympia. There's just so many of them. And yet somehow Brad's bill got through. Congratulations, standing ovation, turning the water that we have to deal with every year for the extra runoff into a way to generate extra hydrogen for sale. Fascinating. Why didn't we, who came up with that idea? We should have been doing that years ago. So we'll talk to Brad about that. On Wednesday, a philosopher. We've had a lot of guests in here, but I don't believe in the last couple of years we've had a philosopher. Well, we will on Wednesday. His name is David E. Smith, and he'll be speaking on the philosophy of civil conversation. And, of course, if you don't like it, you can just shout him down. Ha ha! These are the jokes, folks.